Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. And now, play ball. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Sanguillan and he is safe. Foley steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Manguel moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Freeman reaches second base with a double. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lintz bunts towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Freeman moves to third. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manguel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Foote reaches second base with a double. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish is walked intentionally. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Freeman hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Sam McDowell now pitching. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lintz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. the throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lentz moves to third. Foley moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lentz tags and scores. Foley tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Expos. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Freeman is called out on strikes. one out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Freiman covering, for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manguel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stennett takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stennett moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Stennett moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Oliver trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Stargell moves to second. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lentz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Sanguillan and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Howe pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.